A federal judge is forcing Indiana to count all mail-in ballots that are postmarked by Election Day, November 3rd, as long as they arrive to county clerks by November 13th. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports that ruling comes in a lawsuit brought by Common Cause and the Indiana NAACP.
Indiana law only allows mail-in ballots to be counted if they physically arrive at the county election administrator's office by noon on Election Day. In Indiana's primary this year, thousands of otherwise valid ballots were rejected because they came in after the deadline. And even without expanded vote-by-mail this election, Indiana expects a record number of mail-in ballots. The state argued its deadline was necessary to help ensure orderly administration of its elections, but Common Cause Indiana and the Indiana NAACP argued it's arbitrary and will deprive thousands of their constitutional right to vote. Federal Judge Sarah Evans Barker agrees with the voter advocates. She says the state's election system sets up voters to fail this year because of the impact of the ongoing pandemic on, for instance, the Postal Service. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.